Are you ready to change your life? Are you willing to claim your birthright, some would say? Hi, it's Martin Wales, the customer catcher. Welcome again. I'm here with Scott Payton, and you are listening to Instant Credibility, Celebrity, and Cash. More customers, more clients, and more money in your life. So if you want to change things, you have to take a look at you. And that's what we're going to focus on today. Hey, Scott, how are you?
I'm doing awesome, Martin, as usual. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, well, you're the co-host. Someone's got to write the check.
That's right.
Well, we've been talking about a lot. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say I'm really excited about today's show because we're going to be talking about some really interesting things.
Absolutely. I know you've got a couple of case studies you're going to be sharing with us, and we're going to be talking about how you can attain any one of the things that we love to focus on, which is instant credibility, instant celebrity, and fun for a lot of us is instant cash flow, whether it's for yourself, your loved ones, or changing the world in some way. Money still makes the world go around, along with the catalyst love, of course. And we're going to have our theme today is create it, claim it, and communicate it. So whether it's either one of those things, your credibility, your celebrity, it's your place, your positioning, your packaging, I like to call it sometimes, Scott. So if you are going to be, for instance, I'm the customer catcher, Scott, you're the dean of blogonomics and podology. So what college or ultra parallel universe did you go to get that brand name, Scott?
I went to the Scott Blogonomic Parallel University to get that.
Right.
And it was
and how much did that cost you? We always like to talk about cost. How much did it cost you to get that title?
Well, that cost me probably 6 years of intense study while I was working full-time at a marketing company or on my own, because it was both, and probably many thousands of dollars in educational materials and all the rest of it. However, no time was ever spent at a real physical university or university website. And actually, it's kind of funny because I worked for the Internet Marketing Center, Corey Rudel's company, for 2 years, and one of the vice presidents went to the University of British Columbia to take their Internet Marketing course. And so the professor would say, okay, this is what you do. And he would put his hand up and say, you know, sorry, but, you know, we tested that and it doesn't work. And then the professor would say, well, then you ought to do this. And then he would put up his hand and say, you know, we tested that too, and what you really need to do is this, this, and this. And he came back from the whole thing thinking, you know, the university is teaching everything that's old, outdated, and wrong. And because at that point in time, they were a $28 million a year company, and they would have, I think they had a, it was either 100,000 or 600,000. I'm sorry, it would seem like that would be like something that would be obvious to remember, but I can't remember. It was a huge number of people, and they would never send everybody the same email. They would always send two or three variations of their emails, and then they would send them two or three variations of their web page. And so they were very clear that, you know, this worked better than that. And he was just absolutely amazed at the, you know, so many, many times in our society, the speed of change is such that the education that people get, particularly in terms of, you know, computer training, is outdated by the time you've got your degree. Because
well, exactly. I mean, in the end, back to my original question was, how much did you pay to get that title? I mean, you lived your life, you did your path that you were taking, and you paid for your education. You went to the school hard knocks. But once you sat down and decided you were going to become something, you were going to be someone, you just named yourself.
That's right. And what happened was at the Internet Marketing Center, they decided to go do these boot camps, and they asked me to speak on Saturday night for 2 hours. And mm-hmm. So I thought, okay, well, how are they going to introduce me? And you know, it's okay, you know, I think it's just boring to be introduced as Scott.
Here's Scott.
Yeah, it just doesn't work, right? And because I was speaking on blogging and podcasting, it just came out blogonomics and podology, right? And so, you know, and then the dean of, because you know, professor didn't really, you know, and then so what of that, right? And then I just liked the dean of, and I liked it. I'm not sure that anybody else particularly liked it, but you know, in fact, some people didn't like it. And I think because it, you know, they felt that it was maybe presumptuous or whatever, you know. Plus, you know, coworkers, you know, all of a sudden this guy is—he's the dean. And but I had people calling me dean at work, and I couldn't figure out why they were calling me dean until it was like, yeah, you're the dean of Blogonomics, probably dean, right? Shorten it out. So, So I would get up there and I would just tell the people, hey, I'm the dean of Blogonomics and Podology, and this is what we're going to be talking about. And because at that time, I would say probably still, there was nobody in the world that knew as much about those two topics as I did. There was nobody that took me on and said, "Well, it's not really, you know, that smart," or anything like that. It just didn't work out. And really, who was gonna claim that? Like, nobody knew what blogging was when I started, or podcasting. And
so there's a couple things there. One is you have the opportunity, so you're being introduced to a bunch of people, and you wanted to have what we call a handle, right?
That's right.
Some people call it personal branding. Other people call it a namesake. We were talking about titles. So you actually did a pretty good job there. And we talked today about creating it, claiming it, and communicating it. So you created it. You were inspired because you had an event you were speaking at, an opportunity. You had a reason to create it. But you included a title that's recognized in other places, dean, right? So the dean of Blogonomics. So you took a new word, which at the time was blog, and blogging, and then, you know, we talked about Reaganomics, we've heard in the past, you know, vice
Freakonomics. I mean,
Freakonomics, right.
People ownomic everything.
Exactly. Cosmeticomics. I don't know how to do that one, but basically, you took step number one. You created it. So whether it took, you know, $4.65 to buy the beer and sit down with a blank piece of paper and a pencil or whatever it was, but you took your experience. You took some recognized names and titles, the dean. You blended it with, you know, and it's I guess what we would call a societally accepted name creation, right? So, you know, so we came up with the dean of Blogonomics and then podology. So ology, you know, whether it's biology or, you know, paleontology or whatever the geology or whatever they are, it implies education. It implies what you talked about. Although granted textbook based, which is the whole reason why it's old. They base it on published texts, which take, you know, 2 to 5 years to get to the marketplace in the first place. So keeping up with the internet, that's not going to work. So you did a fantastic job there in creating it. You know, where Customer Catcher came from was my customers. Because I talked to my clients, my first business name was Business Results. And then I sort of one day figured out, well, bankruptcy is a result in business too. So it didn't clearly enough define what I wanted, which is really the end result. And kind of like your friends at the Internet Marketing Center who tested, I was speaking in front of a lot of small groups at the time, so I could test. And actually, one of the products or one of the speeches I came up with was Customer Catcher. Mm. You know, so like Catcher, whatever. And I said, who here wants more customers? And everybody puts up their hand because it's their biggest perceived problem. So kind of came from surveying a live audience, and their biggest perceived pain was getting more customers, even though that wasn't the true pain and what they needed to work on, et cetera, et cetera, right? So that's how we came up with that. So we created it. We recognized what the demand of the marketplace was. We listened to people who we were addressing and wanted to attract, and we came up with a name, so the Customer Catcher. Then, you know, that sort of led to the other thing. So
that's
really,
you know, Martin, that's a really great point that I want to just emphasize that you made there, and I think many people might have missed it, because as I was listening to me talk about being in front of people speaking and then you talking about it, it occurred to me, you know, if I had got up there and said, hey, I'm Scott Patton, the Dean of Blogonomics and Podology, blah, 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 and at the break, you know, 50 people came up to me and said, you know, Scott, that really sucks, like, Blogonomics, like, give me a break, like, you know, and I probably would have had a little brainstorming, well, give me a better one, right? But nobody did. Everybody loved it, right? And then you get up in front of people and you're saying blah 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 this and blah 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 that, and then they and blah 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 Customer Catcher, and they go, yeah, that's what I want. One more, I want to catch more customers. You go, oh, there it is. So we didn't really come up with these. What we did is we tested them in the marketplace by talking to small groups or large groups, didn't matter, and getting feedback. And that feedback was, yeah, this is good, and then we ran with it. So one of the keys to this is you know, talk to your friends, go for coffee with your coworkers or buddies or whatever, and pitch them on, this is what I'm thinking about, what do you think? And if you're getting a positive response, great. Then you can go to, I'm sure that there are a lot of restaurants that host Rotary clubs and that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah, there's networking groups, all sorts of things. But yeah. I want to plus what you're saying now, Scott, because this isn't something that happens to you necessarily most of the time. Like, you know, maybe you get struck by lightning. That happens to you, and then you might get famous for 15 minutes. This is something that's planned. So you have a strategy. You have a plan. There's a recipe for doing this. So, you know, we talked about compass consulting in the beginning and finding direction, all these, like, meekly implied benefits for, you know, our company. So, you know, in the end, it's about the benefit, the end result that the person gets. Or it's a total positioning. So yours is credibility, right? So dean, the dean, oh, the dean at the university, the dean at the college, like a leader, a smart guy, like all of these psychologically subliminally. Oh, I said subliminally right the first time.
Well, and the key, too, is making sure that you're congruent with it, right?
Right.
Because one of
right.
the things that happened in at the Internet Marketing Center was we had 25 Internet marketing mentors, and we actually broke them into two groups. The groups would meet once a week, so 12, 13 people each would meet separately once a week, two groups, and then the odd time we would all get together. And it really felt to me like an MBA course in many ways, which was, I think, one of the influences I'm making at the Dean. But in that group, I was the person that kept saying, you know what, we've never ever done anything about blogging. Let's try this thing out. And we would test it. Then we would test it with our clients. And then the whole course, the Internet Marketing Business course that they sold, would change. In the next edition, they would add blogging. Then they added podcasting. Then they added this. They added that. eBay. These sort of things. And these were all things that I was bringing up, and so I've always kind of been on that leading edge. This is what's happening. This is what's happening. This is what's happening. Right, which was what we think the university should all be. And a friend of mine went down to Las Vegas for a conference of some sort. I forget what it was. And he says, "Yeah, you know, Scott, I was talking to somebody, and I was telling them all about you, because now one of the things I talk about is unwebonomics, right? The web mm-hmm. is dead, long live the unweb." And he knew my basic premise, and he was sharing it with a high-end marketer, and the guy said, "Yeah, like, he's right on. That's exactly what's happening in the marketplace right now." And so when my buddy came back and told me, he says, "Yeah, Scott, like, you're still way ahead of the curve. Like, these people couldn't believe the stuff I was telling them that you have been talking about for the last 6 months." So,
well, one of the ways that you know, Scott, is just listening to you now. You're passionate about it, right? So part of congruency is it's natural for you. You don't get tired. You don't wake up and go, "Oh, my gosh, I'm the dean of, you know, podology and unwebonomics." Like you like it yourself. People respond to it. They get it right away. This is when you know you're on track. And, you know, kind of looking backwards, 2020 hindsight, I mean, we're actually moving into a part two here where we talk about claiming it. So you can hear Scott has claimed it, right? He owns it. You can say it with total confidence. "I'm the dean of blogonomics and podology. I have been for how many years now, Scott?"
Six.
6 years. People respond to it.
No one's ever come up and said, "No, you're not, I am."
No, exactly. And that's the other thing. If you can come up with a creative name and claim it first, even if someone else comes up and says it, like, I've had that name since 1998. And only recently, over 10, 12 years later, have I started seeing people saying your customer catcher page online, your customer catcher marketing or something like that, where, you know, and I have to write them cease and desist letters because it is a registered trademark, which does add credibility and clout. So, you know, people can't copy it. But at the same time, if it's unique and you own it and it's part of your persona, if you claim it, right, then it's very hard to duplicate, and it's obvious if someone else is trying to copy you, which makes them look cheap or untrustworthy.
Yes.
So, I mean, you know, in the smaller world, I mean, we're talking about independent business people, professionals, you know, smaller companies. I mean, we're not going to go to court over copyright and trademark with, you know, Microsoft, I hope. But you can hear Scott's claimed it emotionally, when he speaks about it with energy level, and people respond to that. So we talk about enthusiasm sells. Well, enthusiasm also influences, convinces, wins trust, you know, wins relationships. So if you're creating, you know, credibility, then you need trust. You need people to trust. You need some stuff to back it up. A title always backs it up. People are book authors, radio show hosts, things like that. Like podcaster, if you said podcaster 2 years ago, people were like, what, who, or blogger. There was no equity in the title. There was no value in people's minds because they didn't even know what it was. They didn't know what it meant. But now if you're adding those things to your bio, to your resume, to your website, you're a world-renowned blogger and podcaster. People get it, at least in the internet marketing space, for sure they do.
Yeah.
But people have an idea from the general media now about what those things are, because CNN will have on a blogger as a guest expert now. You didn't see that 5 years ago. You didn't even see the word blog.
That's right.
So if you want to take part in that, if you want to change your life, if you want to transform your business, then you need to create something that you can own, you know, whether it's a title, whether it's a methodology, whether it's a system or an educational package, whatever it is. It could be, you know, you see the product names, Instant Profit Secrets or Success Blueprint Today, or we did a Business Wealth Summit a couple weeks ago. And, you know, so we took a position, so Business Wealth Summit, targeting entrepreneurs, small business owners. So first you create it, then you claim it. Talked about congruency. The other one, Scott, is people come up to me and go, you're that customer catcher guy. They cannot remember my name.
Yeah.
You know, which, you know, I got over after a few tears and, you know, calmed my ego, right? It's like, but it doesn't matter, right? They remembered the essence, right? They remembered customer catcher. They remembered the brand name. They remembered
the
solution.
When they remember customer catcher, they remember you're somebody who can help me. Whereas when they remember our name,
it's just another name, right?
It's just another name.
And it's a friendship value, maybe. So definitely want to have that. So you created yours, Scott, because you had the opportunity. You claimed it by, you know, through testing, through experience. The more you spoke as the dean of Blogonomics and Podology, the more you became that persona, the more you identified that entity even within yourself.
So, and it's like creating a character, right? And I think one of the things that happens in business is we miss out on how, you know, on one of the biggest businesses in the world, which is the entertainment business. And we think, oh, mm-hmm. I'm going to talk about blogging, so I'm not going to be entertaining, which is totally wrong, right? Because when you create characters and you like watch music videos, and you'll see sometimes the singer has created a different character, like Michael Jackson in Thriller. You know, he creates the character of being a zombie, right?
And then he's a smooth criminal, and then he's you know, something
so
else, right?
That's right, and we know that he's not a zombie, and we know he's not a smooth criminal, and we know all these things.
Well, Scott, even before he gets that, remember we mentioned this is planned, it's a strategy? Lady Gaga was not born Lady Gaga. Madonna was not born as Madonna. I mean, I forget what her name is, but it's some wonderful Catholic girl name like Maria Vincetti or something.
Yeah, that's right.
Right?
That's
a Marilyn Monroe was Norma Jean. You know, you name it. I don't believe anybody... I mean, back in the good old days, maybe Dean Martin was Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra was Frank Sinatra. But,
right.
You know,
but Richard Burton wasn't Richard Burton.
Right.
You know, for those of us that remember who he was, right? So a
exactly.
lot of times they have pen names, right? Stephen mm-hmm. King, he wrote a whole bunch of books as Randy Backerman or something. I forget mm-hmm. what it was, Bachman or something. It was, and then...
Now you're thinking of BTO and guess who?
Yeah.
Randy Backerman, he's the lead guitarist for...
Yeah.
The guess who, but the but again, because if you have a name like, you know, I don't know, a challenging name, so it's like Neil Sudworsky or something, right? Then generally speaking, if you're going to be out there in the public and you want your name to be remembered, you have to help people do it. So there's some practical aspects to it, you know, the length of it, the memorability of it, like Coca-Cola is one of the most memorable brands. It starts with two consonants. So customer catcher runs along the same line.
Oh, you stole that from Coca-Cola. I see. I can see the relationship now.
Right? Yeah, not quite as rich as they are, but
But what happens is everything we do because we build on something that we did before or somebody else did before, right? It's all about being a little bit better. And sometimes it's a little bit better than we were last week, and sometimes it's a little bit better than our competition. And, you know, one of the big things going on right now is the Stanley Cup playoffs. And one of the teams that was behind, the coach, in his, one of his interviews, he said, you know, we're down 3-1. And I told my players, I says, we don't have to be 10% better than these guys to beat them. We just need to be 1 or 2% better. It's just because the margin of error is so slim.
It's easier than you think. You only need to win the horse race by a nose. So
that's right.
You don't have to be some superhuman. So, I mean, really, it is easier than you think, this process we're talking about. You just have to stop and understand that you need to think about it. So create it. So, I mean, I've heard some doozies.
And have some fun with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, yesterday I went by a truck, and on the side it says, Salim Wholesalers.
Oh, great. What does that mean?
He had bags of rice and beautiful carpets. So, you know, it would have been better if he had one side of the truck was Salim Distributors specializing in rice and on the other side specializing in carpet. So there's confusion. Like, that guy's in two totally different markets. Like,
yeah.
You know, just, I mean, you could say, okay, maybe they're from the Middle East or wherever he's from, or Turkey or whatever.
Or
it is,
he
right?
could position himself as the Middle East importer. If you want something from the Middle
right.
East, a magic lamp, whatever, right?
Yeah.
I'm Alibaba. And
I think you're racial profiling on our show. We don't accept that. So, but the point is, you want to avoid confusion, right? So the less confusion, the simpler it is, the easier it is to do our next step, which is communicate it. So you created it. You're the dean of Blogonomics and Podology. You've claimed it. You're comfortable in your skin. You're comfortable saying that. You're comfortable having people introduce you as that just by repetition. So now you communicate it, Scott. What are all the different ways that you introduce your title that you created and claimed?
Well, every time I do a podcast, every time I do a blog post, I identify myself as the Dean of Blogonomics and Podology. And when I'm doing any sort of speaking, I make sure that gets part of the introduction, whether it's by me mm-hmm. or someone else that introduces me.
Well, what I would like to say is it's so much more powerful to have other people reinforce it, to say it for you, than it is for you to say it yourself. That said, you start by saying it yourself. When you have a speaking opportunity and you're talking to the event planner or the person who's inviting you to speak, then you let them know. Because they'll ask you, oh, well, how would you like me to introduce you? And then you help them out. You say, well,
I'm
here it is.
I'm the Dean of Blogonomics and Podology.
Here you go. And then they get up there and they say, we are so lucky to have with us today the Dean of Blogonomics and Podology. And, you know, nobody goes out of the room and goes and Googles you and see what university you went to and so on. You have the right, you have the ability. I mean, you can't go out there and say you're a doctor of medicine and, you know, start treating people for broken arms. But, you know, within, you know, the legal guidelines, there's nothing illegal about creating that. I mean, there's preachers out there who become the head of the church of blue smarties. Like, it's not, you know, the more credibility you have, right, in the first place. So if you do have a, you know, degree in marketing and sales and things like that, and then you, you know, which I don't, but that's been my life for 20 years, is sales and marketing through experience and proving it with success and results in the game, then you've earned that title, and it makes it easier for you to claim it. So communicating it, Scott, you have other people communicate it as much as possible. So whether you're being introduced at a live event, on a teleseminar or webinar, when you're doing your media and you're doing your press releases, you write them in the third person. There's a company in just outside Vancouver, Canada. They've created this wonderful system for taking advantage of podcasting. Scott Payton, the Dean of Blogonomics and Podology, says, quote, right, and then in the bottom, in your bio, at the bottom of an article that you put out, in syndication, you know, Scott Payton, the author, is dean of blogonomics and podology, right? So you put it in print wherever you can, obviously on your websites, your blogs. You mentioned you say it in your podcast. And once you're saying that, even your guests will reflect back to you, right? So I'm the co-host, so on the show I'm like, hey, every week we say, with me is my co-host, the dean of blogonomics and podology.
That's right. And, you know, I was just sort of looking around, like sometimes, because we're not suggesting everybody go and be the dean of something, right? But what we're saying is find some quick, it's like a tagline for a show or something like that, right? Like, so I was just quickly looking, and Anthony Robbins, he positions himself as a peak performance strategist. And then a fellow that I know quite well, and you probably know him as well too, Martin, is T. Harv Eker, who is the founder of Peak Potentials. And
New York best-selling author, The Secrets of the Millionaire Mind.
Yeah, and now T. Harv Eker is not his real name. His real name is Harv Eker. T stands for the. Or
the.
The.
I fell off my chair when I heard him.
Eker. He is the Harv Eker, right? And, of course, people that follow him, they change the, like, I am now T. Scott Patton, right? And you're T. Martin Wales. And then what's the
right.
He said, the.
And the importance there is that you actually want to be the. The is the implied, there are no others, accept no imitation. So Scott Patton, Martin Wales, the customer catcher. And, you know, when you are those things, you could say, you know, I'm the customer catcher, but you can be a customer catcher too. So you can actually share that ability, that magical power, that pixie dust of confidence and credibility with people by, you know, actually if you come up with a name like that, that you can share. So there's lots of people who have these protege programs and, you know, they have mentors and, you know, people who study other people's systems and then go and use them themselves or adjust them and create their own. You can do that as well. So really it just comes down to what we're talking about today is just, you know, like when the astronauts landed on the moon, they stuck the flag in the moon. When, you know, the Spanish and the French would find a new land and stick the flag in and claim it for theirs, even if it wasn't for the politically correct listening, right? So they, even if they wanted something, the Americans send in the Marines and everything they've got when they want it, right? Or so you need to claim it in a positive way. Step into the spotlight. Often I hear people say, step up in your confidence level. You know, I know a lot of people say fake it till you make it, but I'll just say do it until you get it right.
Until it, yeah, because any new skill, any new knowledge has to be practiced and used, and then it becomes integrated into your being, and then it becomes normal. You don't even think about it, right?
Exactly.
You know, Jack Canfield, he's right now, he's got maximizing your potential, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we know when you go see Jack Canfield, you're there to maximize your potential. Do you want to do that? Yeah.
Well, Jack Canfield, I mean, for example, he's known mainly and mostly for being the co-author of Chicken Soup for the Soul. And really, he's also the number one leading expert on self-esteem, especially of children in the education system. But his product actually got more popular than what and who he was. So, you know, hey, if you're selling 140 million books around the world, roll with it. So, you know, we don't want you to be stubborn or anything. I mean, you need to stop and look, is this working? What's the feedback you're getting? What are people saying? And go from there. But really what we want you to take today is you have to at some point just say, I'm jumping off the diving board.
Yeah.
You know,
I have to jump in here, Martin, because when I've looked at Jack Canfield's site, I had to look at Mark Victor Hansen's, which is, of course, the other Chicken Soup for the Soul guy, and he's got his thing is America's Ambassador of Possibility.
Wow, there you go.
Good, right?
That's a great tip for telling you how to come up with your own, is look around at other people's titles about who and what they are. So, you know, Buddy on the Learning Channel is the Cake Boss. Right?
Yep.
So could you tell me Buddy's last name?
Nope.
Could you tell, you know, I mean, even Buddy is, I think, his, you know, nickname from when he was a kid. Right? So, you know, I ran into him in New York, and there he is on the water taxi dock, and he says, hey, I like your show. It's like, I know him as the Cake Boss. there's a bunch of different chefs right now, but they've got the Iron Chef competition. So, you know, could you be the, you know, I mean, the Green Thumb Gardener is being done.
But I know a fella who calls himself the Copper Chef.
Oh, there you go.
He always, his pants and everything have copper bases or something like that, right?
Exactly.
So he didn't.
So you find something and hold on to it for dear life.
That's right.
All right. Well, there you go. We've been chatting for a while now, but we'll bring it back to the main theme for today, and that was that you need to create it, you need to claim it, and then you need to communicate it in as many ways and in as many places as possible.
That's right.
Any final words from the Dean of Blogonomics and Podology today?
Yeah, I would say that on your blog, create something and then see what your followers think about it. So, you know what? I'm looking for a, I don't know, do we call this a subtitle? What do we call this?
Well, it depends. I mean, you can have a... a subtitle to your brand, or you can have a slogan. A slogan can change with a different marketing campaign, really. But for Customer Catcher, we say Customer Catcher, helping you get customers until you beg us to stop. So that we pretty well always attach to Customer Catcher. So at CustomerCatcher.com, we help you get customers until you beg us to stop. When I'm speaking, hi, I'm Martin Wales, Customer Catcher. I help you get customers until you beg me to stop. So that's sort of my thing. McDonald's is billion serve. But you could be, you know,
you could be America's ambassador to something.
Yeah, America's ambassador or America's income trainer or, you know, whatever your country is or whatever,
right.
If you're in the city, whatever it is. But you can just, like, great tip, just look around, see what other people are calling themselves, look for keywords in your industry. That'll help. If you can include the benefit that's implied, that's great. There's a lot of freaky names out there. You know, who knew what Google was 10 years ago? I certainly didn't. So,
yeah.
You can come up with something like that. That said, if you come up with something like Google, people, you have to educate them about what that is. So then you're going to have a lot of money, time, and energy to educate people about, well, what's a frugal? What's a flip-flat? Like, if you come up with some brand new name, nobody knows what it is. Whereas
that's
Scott's,
right.
You know, Blogonomics, I know what a blog is. I've heard of Onomics, so I can put two and two together, qualify your audience, get reasonably intelligent prospects and clients who can put together. So really a great ability to do that. Again, just sit down. It's something you plan. There is a strategy to it. Be aware. Use testing. Look for feedback. And you, too, can find a way to claim your credibility, your celebrity, and create cash flow. So, again, create it, claim it, and communicate it. And you too will see a difference in your life and definitely a difference in your business. So this is Martin Wales, the Customer Catcher. You can find me at CustomerCatcher.com. There's free sales and marketing tips. And my friend and cohort, the Dean of Blogonomics and Podology himself, Scott Payton, you can find him at
www.meetscottpayton.com.
Excellent. And that's Scott with two T's and Payton with one T.
That's right. See
you again next time. Don't miss it. We'll join you again for instant credibility, celebrity, and cash. More customers, more clients, and more money in your life today. Bye for now.